That was a long time ago.
Was it? I think we're good.
Don't be sad. 'Cause 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I didn't do it. You made it worse. Well, you're messing with Meatloaf.
No, they can't hear that. That's only in your headphones.
Oh. I can hear that.
Stop pulling on the car.
I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here. I haven't even moved. You are cranky.
Not cranky at all.
Good grief.
There you go. Oh, it's all fixed.
Okay.
All right. So.
I like Meatloaf, but you know what? I especially like it when it's left over and you can put it on bread with some butter and make a sandwich out of it. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. I saw him at a concert recently. He's not aging well.
He needed to lay down on some bread with some butter.
Yeah. He needed bread and butter, let me tell you.
That wasn't a current concert, I don't think. Was it?
Yeah, it was in the last few years.
Oh, it was?
In the last couple of years.
Because we saw that Meatloaf thing. Was that old?
Several years ago.
Oh, so something must have happened to him.
Something did. I think it's called a stroke.
Oh.
Yep. He can't sing at the right rhythm anymore, or the right tempo anymore. That's what it is.
It's because his songs are made for somebody who sings like crazy.
Yeah. 100% all the time. That was what was great about him. All right. Well, now not Meatloaf songs, but on to your songs.
All right.
That's right.
Well, they might have a Meatloaf song on there. You never know.
You know what? You do never know.
You just don't.
And
sleepers and overplays. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Groove Shock.
Groove Shock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's 8,000 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just so you'd know. I just wanted you to know that.
You're stinking.
Really, it is really hot.
Stinking hot out there.
We need to put the sprinkler on, by the way, before we go to bed.
Yeah. I had to mow the other day.
Mm-hmm.
When was it? Sunday?
It's stinking hot then, too. Whew. Whew. Everything looks bright and vibrant in the morning after it cools down to 73.
It's nice.
And it looks great. And then, but by this time of the day, it's all like, I can't do it anymore.
I think we've played these.
We have? Well, then don't play them again. Don't repeat ones.
Or maybe not. No, we haven't. I'm sorry.
Whose is this list?
This is Chivalry Bean, Space Turtle.
Space Turtle? What, is this his overplays?
These are his overplays.
Okay. But I've never heard this song.
What? Slowly I become.
Not.
Yes, you have. I can't swim after
40. Oh.
It's Jars of Clay. It's their most famous song ever.
I've never heard this version of it. Have they done this differently?
No. This is the version.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds familiar, but not this version. It wasn't overplayed to me.
Guess not, but yeah, he says this is a good song, but it's overplayed. And I agree with him. That is a very good song.
It is a good song.
And it was very overplayed.
I'm glad to hear that. I don't think I've only heard it maybe once.
I agree with his second choice. This is also a very good song.
I'll give him that. Yeah. This was overplayed.
That was very overplayed. That everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. If that's how it's gotta be, it's coming down to nothing more than apathy. Christian band?
Well written.
Christian band,
yes. That was a really good song.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yay, no. Yay. Nay.
I don't know, but I'm sure that Space Turtle knows if they are. He would tell us.
I don't recognize.
Call in and let us know that.
Don't
Space
recognize
Turtle.
The name of this one.
Is this from his childhood?
I think he's messing with me on the third one.
You think?
I think he ran out of
maybe
overplays.
Just turtles listen to this song.
Oh, this is just a turtle hit?
It's a turtle hit.
Oh, okay.
Only overplayed in turtle circles.
in outer space.
You know, you have to get all, you got to find your happiness in outer space in other places. Is Ricky playing his drum in the background? Really?
You
I just
that.
Moved. I'm going to sit still. See, I didn't move.
What she's complaining about is the buzzing in her earphones.
Oh. Please make it stop.
I'm enjoying this.
Maybe I should have played this today when I was stressed out about school.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, oh, oh. I think I might have wanted to cut my toe off or something instead. Like an exercise, but is this like one of those singing exercises where before you go out and sing, you do this? You know where they go la 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 la? I think it is.
The name of the band is Trololo. The name of the song is Kill
Tra-la-la.
Me.
Tra-la-la.
The name of the song is Kill Me Now. When you thought it was over. Let's go over the lyrics. Tra la lo 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 lo. That's the lyric. Tra lo 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 lo.
Ha ha ha.
So basically, there's two lyrics, tra and lo.
He's singing from his diaphragm.
I don't know if I ever heard the tra. Enough already, dude.
That came out in the 60s.
This is called Kings of Convenience. That's the name of the band. The song is I'd Rather Dance
With
You.
It's very happy. I like this.
This is a sleeper.
Dance with you and talk with you.
Oh, I like this.
So why don't we just move into the other room? A space for us to shake and hear like this tune. Could hear what you said. I doubt my reply would be interesting for you to hear.
It's very cool, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't read a single book called Yeah.
It's from the album Riot on an Empty Street, Kings of Convenience, and it's I'd Rather Dance With You.
I didn't like
very good.
It at all.
Good one, Space Turtle.
Very good, Space Turtle.
We will have to maybe listen
we'll
to that song
that
some more after the show's
mm-hmm.
over. Yes, definitely.
Yes, yes.
All right, the next one is called A Cup of Brown Joy.
Love a cup. I would. Oh, God, yes. Oh, that is gorgeous. Yeah. I need a cup of the brown stuff, the shade of an acorn, made warm by the same source that I take my cakes from. Using a teapot, a mug, or fine china.
Are you sure you put this on the right list?
IVs need constant supplies, and a drip for my urges might verge on perverted, but for earthy brown tea, I'm certain it's worth it. With Sherpas who work hers and use a fresh fountain, I've discerned brews from Peruvian mountains. I've slurped up a cup from an elephant's trunk, with a couple of monks who utterly stunk. I've had bourbons with sultans and creams with queens, and I've bathed in Earl Grey. I'm really that keen, and missionaries dismiss me for my single epiphany. The dip between him and me is a simple sip of British tea. So when times are hard and life is rough, you can stick the kettle on and find me a cup. Now when I say Earl Grey, you say yes please, Earl Grey.
Yes please,
Earl Grey.
Yes please.
When I say acai.
This is MC Elemental.
All right.
With a cup of brown joy, which I assume is tea.
Yeah, I would, seeing as they're calling it Earl Grey.
Assam.
Lovely.
Assam.
Lovely.
When I say ooh, you say ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
May I take this opportunity, this moment, to complain about world sports?
Okay.
Okay. They're stupid.
Why?
I'm just kidding. No, but seriously. All right, so we have tennis, basically, I think. We have tennis. Kind of as a world sport,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes, yes, soccer.
Soccer, definitely the biggest world sport in the world.
Right, 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 right.
Football to the rest of the world.
Yes.
Football. And cycling.
Cycling, yes, world sport. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Maybe some
triathlons.
Rally, some rally racing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I don't like.
Triathlons.
About the rest of the world, okay? The ninnies.
Really?
Yeah, they're pansies.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of them play soccer?
No, no. I'm not saying in the talent. I'm saying in their sportsmanship.
Oh. Bad sports?
Oh. Like when Lance Armstrong won the cycling, it was always, yeah, well, you know, he probably dopes or something. You know? Yeah. He can do all kinds of stuff, and his bike's not legal. Now, I've heard people complain about the officiating before, you know, like in the NBA or whatever. They complain about the officiating or whatever.
Right. But NBA is
not a
world
sport. But if you have a problem with somebody else, you handle it on the court. You know, you might get an elbow in the face.
You get a foul.
You know, if somebody's got a problem with you. In baseball, right? You got a problem with somebody?
We had a sign of good sportsmanship in baseball this summer.
We did. It was excellent. But when I'm talking about that. You get a problem with somebody
but
in
that
baseball?
Was here, right. Yeah.
You get a problem with somebody in baseball? You might get a baseball upside the head by the pitcher of the team because they look out for each other. But you don't hear them complaining about each other off afterwards or anything like that. It's always, no, and everything's cool. They really give us a run for our money today. They were excellent. You know, you don't hear somebody okay, so the other day.
Are we letting his list just play and we're not paying any attention to it?
Well, the Cup of Joy we were.
Oh.
Because it was international.
Okay.
Theme. So the other day, England is playing, no, I'm sorry, Spain is playing Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Spain is the heavy favorite.
Right. Well, yeah.
Okay. Switzerland won. Okay.
Oh.
They won. One to nothing.
It was an upset.
The Spain coach came out and said, yeah, well, they didn't deserve to win. They played lousy football.
Who played lousy? His team?
No. No. This is the Spanish coach.
Well, if they lost, then they played lousy football.
Talking about the Switzerland team saying they didn't deserve to win because they played lousy football.
Well, apparently they played pretty fine because they won.
He didn't like the way they played. They played defensive and they attacked on free balls.
Well, but they still won. What the heck's it matter how you play?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This world thing. Yeah, they didn't play good. Yeah, they don't deserve to win. Yeah. You know what? Shut up. You got beat. Shut up. They're the worst losers. And it happens every World Cup. There's always this, he failed. They play too rough over there. Yeah. They play dirty. They play too conservative. Yeah. I was like, shut up. You got beat. Shut up. You know what you should say? Nothing. You know when you get beat? You know what the best thing you can say? Nothing.
Well, you say congratulations.
Congratulations to my opponents. They played a good game. That is what you're supposed to say. In America, 9 times out of 10, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
999 times out of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get. Mm-hmm. And the other 1% is usually them complaining about their own team.
Yes.
Well, we sucked. You know. I mean, you never hear anybody saying,
yeah.
Well, they sucked. And they only won because they got lucky.
Okay.
You know, you don't hear that from anybody in the United States.
Uh-huh, okay.
But in the rest of the world, yeah, it's like, you know, it's just, and then I admittedly, tennis, not so much. I don't hear that a lot in tennis.
Tennis, they just throw temper tantrums.
And they complain about the judges and stuff, which is fine, you know. But they don't have a lot of respect for each other in tennis. So they do shake hands at the end of the match, at the net, but.
They don't mean it.
I mean, after a good NBA game, they'll go hang out and have a beer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, compare each other's guns. You know, hey, look, I got a Glock. Oh, I got a 9mm. You know, so.
Good to know.
So that's
have you
that's
been
my,
to many of these?
That's my rant. But, well, I've been paying attention to the World
Happy
Cup
hours?
Lately. No. And it's just on my nerves, you know. And the other thing, you know what else drives me crazy about this World Cup
what?
Soccer thing?
Is the horns that
the
are
acting.
Loud and obnoxious?
Yeah, well, they're annoying, too. This is what I listened to the other day. And I got to do it tomorrow, too, because the United States plays tomorrow. So I'll have it on in the background when I'm working. And this is the whole game.
That's what they do
to
be obnoxious.
And then you people talking over it.
It's so loud.
I can't hear. It's for an hour. For, you know, for if
it's
you were
the whole game. How do they not run out of breath?
I can understand if it was right when you scored a goal or something.
Mm-hmm. They do it
but
the whole
the entire time.
Yeah.
The other thing I hate about World Cup or World Soccer, that gets on my nerves.
Uh-huh.
And I do enjoy it.
We are doing a group show, right?
Is when they run into each other.
Yes.
They'll one of them will fall down
and
act like he just dislocated his knee and his bone sticking out through his skin. Have you seen this acting job they throw on? Ah! And they just excruciating pain, and they're screaming and they're rolling on the ground. Yellow card. Okay, I'm good. Let's go. You know, as soon as they don't even leave the field. They get up and they'll get up and limp for a second, and then five seconds later, they're running down the field to make another play. You faker! You're a faker!
Alrighty then.
And you know what they could do to stop that?
Mm-hmm.
Is if you get knocked down and you stop play because you're laying on the ground rolling around.
Foul.
No, you got to go off.
Get
you
got to
go off the field for 5 minutes like they do in football.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go off for at least one play in football.
Mm-hmm.
In American football, not real football, in American football. But in soccer or world football, you just get up and go on with the play, and it's all part of the game. And I'm like, oh, that is just such unsportsmanlike stuff. You know, because you're supposed to depend on – now, in the NBA, they do a little acting in the NBA, but it's not pain. It's like you bump them and they fall down, you know. I mean, that's okay, you know. I mean, but they don't roll around on the ground going, bleed, 5 seconds later, they're running in the field. It's just ridiculous.
You feel better?
So this is his last – sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Space Turtle. This is what they listen to in space quite a bit. This is E.S. Posthumus, and it's called Pompeii. I do like this kind of music. What was that other band that kind of mixed classical with...
Mannheim Steamroller?
No, not really. They get them on nerves.
Siberian.
The Trans-Siberian
Orchestra.
They were good. What was that? The Enigma.
Enigma.
And Boston was real orchestrated, too. Like, it was a cross between orchestration and rock.
So was Chicago.
No.
Chicago was
more jazz and trumpets. It had horns.
Yeah.
It wasn't this.
Well, that's true.
25 or 6 to 4 or. Wait, I can almost hear the same. It's almost
shut
the
up.
Same. Stay the night. She's looking at me with a real evil look. Right? You're making fun of me. No, I'm just making
almost
fun
same.
Of the comparison that you. Yeah, almost same. All right, that was Space Turtles list. Let's see what else we got here. We can get one more in the show. Who am I going to pick? Whom? Whom shall it be?
You could have had more, but you ran it on about world sports.
Yeah, well, that's all. It's all part of the. It's all part of the magic of this show, isn't it? That's why it's called 2 out of 3.
You know, we could do for our vacation. We could go to Florida and clean
up
oil.
You're pulling up a conversation from an hour before we started the show.
We could clean oil. That's what we could do
for our vacation.
We can go scoop up oil.
I don't think the president will allow us to do that.
He's very
picky about who gets to clean that up now.
That's right. It's very specific.
Most hated man in America. They said that on the news this morning that the BP CEO
was the most hated man in America.
As if that was news. I mean, this wasn't commentary.
I don't hate him.
They reported it
Do
as news.
Do you hate
news.
Him?
They said the guy was looking. It was like a you know, a news reporter guy. He's looking. It's ABC. He's looking directly into the camera and he says, "Today, Tony, whatever his name, Tony Bradshaw, wasn't he a quarterback? Anyway, whatever his name was, no, it was Terry Bradshaw." Tony Bradshaw, they said, today, Tony Bradshaw, the most hated man in America, like it was his name.
Yeah.
Like it was his title. I'm like, maybe you need to take a poll, buddy, because I can guarantee you it ain't him.
No, I don't hate him.
I know somebody much higher on my list.
I don't even
and
have.
And besides that, you got the self, you are, and you're stealing the title from Jesse James, because he said he was the most hated man in America.
And that's been settled. A long time ago. Whose list is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Just Sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Greg Clark's.
All right. What is this called?
Running Through the Fire.
Got all them old Mr. Beatle line.
I'm going to tell you the band. You tell me where they're from. You tell me how we know them. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It's John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
That's C-C-C-R. John Cafferty? Is that what you said?
John Cafferty.
Cafferty.
And the Beaver Brown Band.
Why do we know them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they sang all the songs for Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is from Eddie and the Cruisers too.
Huh.
Running Through the Fire. Okay, next song on his list. Oh, it's a live version.
When the runners came from Bethlehem, all breathless with good news, they were past.
This is called The Mission by the Newsboys.
The commission from God's lips to our ears, carried by his saints 2,000 years, connects us all to the same lifeline. As I fix my eyes ahead, I can feel the spirit spread. And I can hear the mission.
And that is definitely rocking. Definitely rocking.
Newsboys.
Newsboys. Here's a song.
And my heart is true. And I never lied to you.
That's Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it is Rod Stewart. No.
It's not. It sounds like him.
I know. This is I wish this album didn't exist. I mean, because I would probably like this album if it wasn't by who it's by.
Oh.
I got news for.
Because this is the worst album this band has ever made. But it's not, and it's not bad. It's just completely not them. It's nothing that they're supposed to be. They are not a reggae band. See, it's a good song. And I agree with Greg. This is a good song. But it needs to have the word journey taken off of it. Because Trial by Fire was not a Journey album. That was a Neil Simon album. Neil Sean, whatever his name is. Neil Sean.
Baby, I believe in you.
Yeah. Okay. So, there
he
you go.
Sounds like Rod Stewart.
Yeah. He didn't sound like what's his name?
Yeah.
But
Steve.
Steve Perry. I got to learn that new guy's name because that new guy is awesome. Mm-hmm. He's better than Steve Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
There you go.
That was Baby, I'm Leaving You by
Journey.
The Neil Sean Band. From the album Trial by Fire.
Journey.
No, it wasn't Journey. The new band's Journey. I gotta give you the new band. All right, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
We did two lists.
Mm-hmm.
Two out of three. We were gonna do three. We did two of them.
And we did three shows.
And we did three shows this week, and two of them were decent.
What did Dave say?
So that's why.
If we do three, what? What happened?
It's a habit.
Oh, I thought 21 times makes a habit.
No.
You have to do something 21 times before it clicks in your brain to become a habit. That's what
We did 100 in
uh-huh,
a row.
Uh-huh.
And it became like something we had to
and
kick.
And it became a beating?
Yeah, something we had to stop. I had
to kick the habit.
The Dave's last show, mm-hmm. or not last show, but mm-hmm. one of the shows he did mm-hmm. last week that mm-hmm. I'm still a little behind with mm-hmm. everybody. It was 90% beating up on us for not recording.
Really?
Well, it was like every comment he would make, mm-hmm. she was telling like stories mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, all about vacationing mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. Every one of his comments always had to do with some kind of snide remark about, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, well, you know, like she would say, well, the ride broke. Yeah, I know other things that are broken that stop in the middle. Yeah.
Maybe he needs to expand.
It was magic, though. I mean, because he and maybe the show wasn't about me, but.
But you kind of think so.
I love Dave. You know, if it wasn't for Dave, you know, I just don't know that I'd podcast anymore. It just makes it all worthwhile.
That's good. Good to know. Good to know you have inspiration out there.
I do. And it's, you know, and here's the problem, that it's kind of me. I mean, Faith will podcast with me. She enjoys podcasting with mm-hmm, me. Mm-hmm. She is not motivated to podcast with me. So if I don't bring it up and if I don't just, it's like I would podcast, but I would also sit on the couch and rest. Then we're sitting on the couch and resting because she's not going to go, let's go podcast. No. She's like, let's go mow the yard. Yeah. She'll do that.
I will. Strangely
enough.
And
then she'll lock me out of the house for 2 hours. You're not coming back in till that's swept.
Oh, speaking of which.
Yes.
There's a cat yes. throw up on the back porch.
That's what that water hose is there for.
Yeah, but... you just spray it all over the porch. It's gross. Would you go scrape it up, please?
No.
I scrape up the dead geckos she brings and the dead rabbits and all the other stuff.
And all, you know
the
what?
The least you could do you know is what? Throw up her hairball. Pick up her hairball. Scrape up the hairball.
I'm not throwing it up. I'm not picking it up. And I'm not scraping it up.
There was grass. There was grass in it and then a baby gecko.
Okay, here's the thing. Do you want me to hate the cat?
No, but I can't do that. It's disgusting. You have to clean that up. It's gross.
That's what the spray hose is for.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You want to get rid of the cat? Is that what you're saying?
No, I can't. It's so ooey gooey gross. I can't do it.
But she's a cute little cat.
She is.
She's a cute little cat.
Yeah, that likes to kill things.
She does.
So apparently she can live outside on her own. So she, you know, she doesn't have to be a pet.
Do you know that human beings are the only animals, and we're not animals, by the way, but are the only creatures on the planet mm-hmm. that actually consider the pain of their food? You know, like try mm-hmm. to be kind to the mm-hmm. food that they're going to kill, because mm-hmm. other animals don't. She'll torture an animal for 2 hours out there.
She will.
It's for her own pleasure.
It's fun. She enjoys it. Little feathers.
Scream, little rabbit, scream! You know, it's like...
The other morning, there were feathers everywhere. All over.
Bird?
Yeah. There was no bird.
Just feathers.
Just feathers.
Scary.
That may be in that little pile back there, too. You might want to check when you clean it up. Again, we're ending the show. It's over.
I know. I waited until the end. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
You know,
again, you're interrupting the end.
Not working out for me. I think I need to go back to coming in the middle.
I think so. Can we help you?
Yeah. Hey, I got a. This guy was driving down the road and his car broke down.
Uh huh.
Right up there where the old, you know where the old Johnson Barn used to be?
No.
Okay, well, it's right across the street. We were that old tree that was over there that looked like, that was a big W. Remember that tree?
Uh-uh.
It's gone. Dang it, you know, right up there on the road. Well, you know where the Wilson place is, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, well, right next to that is where his car broke down.
Oh, okay.
Right down that hill.
Okay.
And anyway, he come down the road, and he had a white face on him.
Uh-huh,
you know, he looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Yes.
And everything. And he said, you know, I said, what's wrong, man? And he said, well, he says, I'm up there, and my car broke down.
Uh-huh.
And this goat walked up to me.
A goat?
Yeah.
All right.
And told me that he thought it was the carburetor.
Okay.
And I said, sir, was it a brown goat? He said, yeah. I said, with a big red dot on the side of it. Yeah, that was exactly what it looked like. I said, don't worry about that. Bessie don't know nothing about cars.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye now.
Oh, you want to say goodbye now?
Yeah, we are. Can you say vas con Dios?
Oh, wait, what?
Bios.
Bios.
Con Dios.
You know what that means, right?
Say it.
Oh, isn't that with chili?
Con Dios.
I don't like my burritos.
Vios.
Vios.
Con. Dios.
Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.